they've been really good, but it has been a bit of a roller coaster for the GWS Giants. But whatever they did last weekend was one of their best performances. They've just got to do it now the next week. And that next week comes against the Brisbane Lions at the Gabbatoir up there at the Gabba. Sam Reid joins us from the GWS Giants. G'day, Sam.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Well done. That was terrific against the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was. We knew it was going to be on straight away. Obviously, played them a couple of weeks ago up here, and they gave us a touch up. So we're keen to sort of get them back for that one. And yeah, everything we sort of planned out through the couple of weeks before and after the Gold Coast game came to fruition, and we played exactly the way we wanted to play.
Yeah, and I think the feature of that win and that performance, Sam, was just how physical you were. Where did that come from? Is that a player group thing? Is that Leon Cameron talking to you guys saying, hey, this is what happened last time and you need to respond?
Yeah, we did. We were sort of up and down the last 6 weeks of the home and away season, and we're under the impression that finals is a completely new season, and we tend to play a physical game. Last year we did the same thing to the Sydney Swans. So come finals time, we know our best footy is being physical and hard at the contest and allowing our play to sort of come on the back of that. And that's exactly what we did on the weekend.
This word we use across all the different codes, Sam, consistency. Yeah, you back that up. You play like you did last weekend against the Bulldogs, you probably win. But how do you get that sense of consistency?
Yeah, it's a tough word to sort of... It's probably the premiership question, really, this time of year, the most consistent or whatever. The person who performs the best through the 4 weeks tends to come out on top. And I think in finals football, especially in AFL, it's the small things doing them really, really well that work. It's not sort of going above and beyond to try and win the game off your own boot. It's playing as a team and making sure these little skill things and nailing your tackles and not letting the ball out at the wrong time and stuff like that, and doing the right thing at the right time sort of wins your games and gains momentum during a game.
Toby Green, Sam, how would you best describe your teammate, and what impact, part B of the question, what impact is that $7,500 going to have on him? Some people would worry them, other people would be distraught.
To describe him, I did a fair bit with him during pre-season, and we're actually not too dissimilar in how competitive we are, so I've had a few blues with him.
I can see that happening.
But once you sort of cross the right white line, if you don't have that competitive nature and the want to win, that's what the best players sort of have, and that's what Toby is. And then away from football and outside, he's a friend that'll do anything for you. So he's one of the best blokes I know. And I wouldn't have him any other way going out in the ground. You want those blokes that are really competitive and will push the edge. Not too dissimilar to Sam Burgess, I suppose, playing with someone like him.
Yeah.
That will go out and do anything for his teammates and wear his heart on his sleeve and hates being beaten.
Mm. So you want him on your side, but you don't really want him again, you.
No, he's hard to play on.
Yeah. Just on him, and I'll move on, Sam, but, yeah, well, 17 times, he's 25 years of age, 17 charges against him, and after last week's drama, do you reckon it would change his mindset, or he'll just go as hard and push the envelope just as hard this week?
Oh, I don't think it's going to change the way he sort of goes about it. Like I said, it's in his nature to be as competitive as he is. And a few of those were melees and stuff from early on in our career when we were genuinely getting bullied and she told us to make a stand and not cop anything from anyone. So the first couple of years, we as kids, we sort of had to do that to stand up for ourselves. Otherwise, you were just getting beaten every single week. And if you didn't stand up for yourself, then, you know, like, what kind of culture are you trying to create? I think he'll play on the edge. And we obviously don't want him going over the edge. But he plays his best footy when he's right on the edge of it.
Hey, Sam, do you pinch yourself? You're playing in a semi-finals series. You've had arguably your best ever season. You, for those people who don't know, you're a Queenslander, went to the Western Bulldogs, up to GWS, effectively retired because of all the injuries that you suffered at that point, had great success in the NEAFL. Now you've come back and had this sort of second AFL career. Can you believe that you're playing in a huge semi-final up there at the Gabatoir?
If you had asked me five years ago, no, the answer would have been. And I've put in a couple of pre-seasons now, so I'm just really grateful sort of for a third opportunity, I suppose, and that my body's allowing me to do what I've always wanted to do, and that's play sort of consistent football. I've missed sort of one game in the last 2 years, so I find myself a sort of big part of the team and where we are now, and really looking forward to getting up to the home state and playing the Lions. Obviously, had a really good year.
Mm. And just final one from me, Sam. Because you played with Zilmer, did you desperately want to be a Brisbane Lion, and you ended up at the Bulldogs and now GWS? But did you really, because they had that wonderful success with the three championships?
Yeah, I'm from the Sunshine Coast, so I played for the Caloundra Panthers growing up, and sort of had 1 year down at Zilmer. But I did actually play for they had an affiliation sort of through the Quaffle, if you want to call it, the Lions reserves team. And when I was a younger fella, 16, 17, I played for their reserves team. So I used to play for all their blokes playing in the twos, and yeah, I always had a soft spot. It would have been great to stay up there, but all the family sort of spread out now. So I've got family down in Geelong and Echuca, and my sisters are up there still. But I'm happy with how my journey's gone. It's a bit of a different one, but I wouldn't sort of change it.
Who will you match up with on Saturday?
Yeah, there's a couple. Obviously, I've played on Zorko a little bit, so whether I get him, I'll be happy with that role. Might get Charlie Cameron if I play down back, or could even go up on the wing. So I'm not too sure yet. We main sessions today, but there's a few options. They're obviously pretty dangerous, so we'll do our due diligence and get up there probably this afternoon and find out what my role will exactly be.
Sam, really good chat. Terrific.
Absolutely.
To see your perseverance has paid off there for GWS, and good luck against the Brisbane Lions on the weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you very much.